Well, I started with a basic concept of a letter that is being read by a soldier's wife, and the letter is totally contrasting what's going on the screen. He's telling her that he's fine, that, you know, the war's over, I'm coming home, can't wait to see you. And it's completely different on the screen. You know, everything is going bad. He's in a bad spot after running into this German unit. And that's basically where my idea came from. From that, I just fleshed it out. I basically started with an ending first and worked my way back to the beginning.
Is the scenario in the movie based on any true life stories that you read? Because I know that you are interested in World War II. Did you pull from any real experiences of soldiers?
Not to my knowledge. I have never read anything about this particular type of story. I have read a lot of World War II stories, but nothing that is quite like this.
On the website, you write that World War II brought the American people together like no conflict had before. Why did you decide for your first film you were going to undertake this really monumental topic?
I originally had planned for it to be a 5 to 10 minute short with mainly surplus materials. But as I started getting into it, I promised myself, it's like, if I'm going to do this, then I want to do it right. So I wanted to try to be as authentic and true to the era as possible. That time really moves me. It makes me very proud of the American people, and not just American people, but all of the Allied countries. Everyone just, they gave every bit of themselves, whatever they could do, and didn't even think of self at that time. It really inspires me, and to look at how the country is today, we can learn a lot by going back to that era.
When you decided to have the German soldiers speak German instead of speaking English with German accents, like happens a lot in a lot of movies, how difficult was it for you to write authentic German dialogue for the film, and why did you decide to go that route?
Everyone hates when you watch a movie with German actors in it and they're speaking English, you know, the German accent in English. I know it's done for simplicity reasons, but as I said, I wanted to try to stay authentic as possible. I thought it would be silly if the Germans can understand English and they're speaking English when there's a language barrier that's a very important part of the story, of the script. So it would seem really silly to me. It's like, okay, you're speaking English, but you can't understand the U.S. soldiers.
How much of the casting and production actually took place in Alabama? Was it all done here?
It was. I put some online advertisements about the film, and I actually held the audition at the Homewood Public Library. From that audition, I had probably about four to five of the main characters. I actually held a couple of auditions over the phone, which was very unique and kind of awkward, but it's not really common. Barry Battles, which is Moose in the film, he will tell you that it was the strangest audition he's ever had. But it really turned out well.
Your film is being shown in the Sidewalk Moving Picture Festival this weekend. How are you feeling going into the weekend?
Nervous, of course, but very excited. When we were making it, it was really, it's like a secret, basically. We were so busy in the making of the film, we just didn't have time to let everybody know we were making it. When I turned it in, some folks at Sidewalk were like, whoa, we didn't even know these guys were making this. So it's, it feels, I don't have the words.
So, I mean, this is your first film and it's chosen for a film festival. I mean, that's got to be, give you a really good feeling about your abilities as a filmmaker.
It does. And what makes me feel even better about it is it's local. I mean, it's Sidewalk, and Sidewalk has gained a lot of prestige since it started. I wouldn't want it to premiere anywhere else but at Sidewalk and for the local hometown. That just means so much to me.
Now, The Last Days is a featurette. It runs about 50 minutes. Do you have any plans to shoot an actual feature-length movie anytime in the future?
Oh, yes. I have ideas I'm kind of kicking around. we always joke around. I would love to get a real budget and reshoot The Last Days into a feature-length film, because I think there's a good story there, and I think that people would be interested in seeing it.